Hey everyone, Madison Lane here, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. Today we're diving deep into something that I truly believe is the bedrock of a fulfilling life: resilience. Ever feel like you're being tossed around by life's curveballs? Like one minute you're on top of the world and the next, bam, your face planting into a pile of unexpected challenges? Well, guess what? We've all been there. But here's the good news: resilience isn't some magical superpower reserved for superheroes. It's a muscle we can all train and strengthen. And Stoic philosophy, that ancient wisdom trove, has some seriously powerful tools to help us build that inner fortress of strength. Now, before we get into those tools, let me tell you why this is crucial. We live in a world that's constantly changing, throwing new obstacles our way faster than you can say Netflix and chill. Relationships shift, careers evolve, unexpected events pop up. It's enough to make your head spin. But the Stoics understood that life isn't about avoiding these bumps in the road. It's about learning how to navigate them with grace and grit. They believe that true strength comes not from never falling, but from picking yourself up again and again, stronger each time. So, what are some of these powerful Stoic tools for building resilience? First up, self-awareness. The Stoics were masters at introspection. They knew that understanding your own thoughts, emotions, and reactions was the first step to managing them effectively. Think about it: when you're aware of your emotional triggers, you can start to develop strategies for handling them without letting them control you. It's like knowing your Achilles heel so you can protect yourself from attacks. Next, focus on what you can control. This is a huge one. We tend to get bogged down by things outside our control: traffic jams, other people's opinions, the weather. Seriously, who needs that drama? But the Stoics taught us to focus our energy on what we can influence. Our actions, our thoughts, our reactions. It's like channeling your inner Yoda and saying, do or do not, there is no try. Thirdly, practice gratitude. Now, I know what you're thinking: gratitude, isn't that a bit cheesy? But hear me out. When you take time to appreciate the good things in your life, even the small ones, it shifts your perspective. You start to see the world through a lens of abundance instead of scarcity. It's like giving yourself a mental high five and saying, hey, I got this. Fourth, seek wisdom from others. The Stoics believed in learning from those who came before us. Whether that's reading their writings, listening to podcasts like this one, or even just chatting with wise friends and family, seeking out different perspectives can broaden your understanding and help you navigate challenges more effectively. And finally, remember that setbacks are opportunities for growth. Think of it like this: every time you fall down, you have the chance to learn something new and come back stronger. The Stoics called this negative visualization, imagining potential obstacles to prepare yourself mentally. It's not about dwelling on negativity, it's about acknowledging that life throws curveballs and equipping yourself with the resilience to handle them. Okay, so picture this. You're working on a big project, you've put your heart and soul into it, but then bam, your computer crashes, deleting everything you've worked on for weeks. That's a major setback, right? It feels like the world is ending. But here's where those Stoic tools come in handy. First, take a deep breath. Acknowledge your feelings, frustration, anger, maybe even a little despair. But don't let them consume you. Remember that this situation is temporary, it doesn't define you. Then, focus on what you can control. Can you start from scratch? Can you ask for help from colleagues? Can you learn from this experience and create backups in the future? Finally, practice gratitude for the things you still have: your skills, your support system, the opportunity to learn from the setback. This incident might feel like a defeat now, but it can also be a powerful stepping stone towards resilience and growth. So, how are we going to build that inner fortress of strength? It starts with self-awareness, taking control of our thoughts and actions, practicing gratitude, seeking wisdom from others, embracing setbacks as opportunities for growth. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. I encourage you to share your own experiences and insights in the comments below. Let's build a community of resilient individuals who can weather any storm life throws our way. And don't forget to subscribe to Build Your Stoic Core. We've got more amazing tips and tools coming your way every day.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.